thinking big thoughts, so you don't have to.
What we do.
Here's John Williams.
Ho, ho, ho. We're in the Allstate Skyline Studio. This is John Williams. We are here today till 3. That's a big deal today because I need to get to about $40,000 in my virtual kettle. I do not want to let the Salvation Army and the needy people of Chicago down. And I know you don't either. On social media, we are WGN King John on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, and that's how you follow us. If you go to WGNradio.com, that's the most important web address for you today, WGNradio.com on the John Williams page. I just did this. You'll see shows. Click on the John Williams show. And there's me in a Christmas jacket. Click on there and make a donation to the Salvation Army. We've got some special things planned for our effort for the Army today. Our goal is $40,000. And we're at about $5,800. By the way, I think $5,800 is pretty good. I mean, $5,800, V, I think you would agree, is more than $5,700 or $5,600.
I think, yeah, it definitely is more than that.
I did not set the goal this year.
But you need to accomplish it, so get your head in the game.
My idea was $10,000. $5,800, you can see there from here. We're a five iron away from that number. $40,000. Somebody said, no, let's do $40,000. I said, how are we going to get to $40,000? They said, well, you got about $30,000 last year. And I said, yeah, but that's because David Hochberg and Lou Manfredini came in here and set the place on fire.
Well, they can do that again. And wait, today is the due date?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it is for me. I mean, you can give after 3 o'clock today. I won't be here for you to do it, though. And I think, you know, I'm sort of the carrot or the stick today. I'm the one that's got to get us through the finish line.
Well, we can do it.
Here's the thing, too. You know, I'm feeling for a lot of people these days who are either agitated with the world or they got a knot in their stomach because the market's going down. But I think either of those or both of those are going to get better. And I'll tell you what is the truth. If you have some anxiety about the state of the world or a knot in your stomach about the market, one thing you can do today that will make you feel better is to make a donation to the Salvation Army online. I promise you that will happen. Because when you do that, you know there's going to be a kid in Chicagoland. They served 1 million people this year. 1 million people they'll serve next year. Maybe 1,000,001. And there's a kid out there that literally is going to unwrap a present who might not otherwise. There is a family that will find shelter that might not otherwise. There is an addict who is going to get help who might not otherwise. You get the idea? They do this every hour of every day. I noticed in the commercial I read for them this year, and I've been working with the Salvation Army since I first started in radio in Peoria in 1980-something. I've been with them since then. And I like that in their commercial this year. They say, if there is a cause that is near and dear to your heart, we are probably working on that. And that's probably true. I'm just doing a laundry list in my head of things that people care about. Some people are into supporting addicts. Some people are into supporting abused women or children. You know, everybody's got their cause. And the Army's on the front line fighting those things every day. And you don't want to do it. And I'm not going to do it. I'm not driving that truck around under the underpasses looking for homeless people, giving them a cup of coffee and a meal or serving them in a shelter. I sure support that, but that's not how I spend my day. That's how they do theirs. And they got to put gas in that truck, and the coffee ain't free. And the counselors don't work for nothing, although if you are a uniformed officer of the Salvation Army, you just about do. So here's what you need to do. By the way, Olive, why don't you, let's start this hootenanny with a little Christmas music and the bell and the number. So let's just get an accounting of where we are right now, right? Where are we now on our John Williams Salvation Army virtual kettle?
We are at $5,886.
$5,886. Okay, subtract $40,000 from that. We need $24,114. No, we need $34,000. Yeah, that'll help. Well, now I'm going to give. I've got cheery music in the background.
But how do people give?
Oh, yeah, that. Have you done this? Literally, go to WGNradio.com and then see where it says shows. Click on the John Williams page. And then when you do, boy, we should have got a picture of you in your Christmas elf outfit.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do make a cute elf.
He wasn't talking to me, Violetta.
You know, I wasn't sure if more people dress up as an elf.
Don't say that to me, Elf. Your name almost is Elf, but you're already in the picture. Violetta's not, and I've seen her in an outfit like that before. Do you have an elf outfit too there, Ms. Garris?
No.
WGNradio.com, John Williams page. Let's just do an experiment here. John Williams page, click on with me and Elif and make a donation to our virtual kettle right now. I'm going to take a break. Could you make a donation right now? We're at 5886. It'll take you just a second to type in your amount and hit send. And I think it can happen within just a matter of minutes. I think the kettle is that responsive. So make your donation now. We'll come back after a quick commercial break and see how we're doing. Also, we just recorded the Mincing Rascals podcast, our weekly podcast with Steve Bertrand, Eric Zorn, with who else was in the mix today? Patty Vasquez and Scott Stantis, members of the Chicago Tribune and WGN Radio families. And as we did it, we were reading some of Eric Zorn's holiday-themed tweets. And those are really fun. I'll share some of those with you. Let's see if we can move the needle past 5886. Have you made your donation yet? Now's the time. What's the bell?
Well, we've already got a lot of donations.
Hey, all right!
Since we started the show.
Excellent, excellent.
We are now at 6,297.
Good vibes.
I don't know if we're going to get to 40,000, but we're going to get to 40,000. I'm not good at this, but
no, you're not. Good thing you have such good listeners.
I know. By the way, on Facebook, I'm on Facebook. Are you? WGN King John on Facebook. I'm WGN King John on Facebook. We just put the link right there. There's producer Elif and me. And if that's easier for you to access, go right there and make a donation. Do you know how we were laughing that Lou Manfredini and that David Hochberg guy set this place on fire last year? Bill Comforti has taken up the challenge. He's the guy that runs Cobblestone Development. Hey, Bill, it's John Williams. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Good afternoon, sir. Merry Christmas to you and the whole staff there.
Yeah, no kidding. It's my last day before Christmas, so I'm just going to dedicate this show to having some fun, talking to some of our friends, and seeing if we can't help the Salvation Army. You on board?
Definitely, 100%.
Yeah. How's business for you this year, Bill?
John, it's been very good. We're having a great year, and my commitment to our good customers to be super satisfied.
Now, Lou Manfredini was going to join us, but he can't today because he's doing his good over at Misericordia. He's hosting a lunch over there right now with Mary Beth. So it's just you and me, but are you good for a donation and we'll do the match like we did last year with Lou?
Definitely. I will donate $1,000.
Yes. Bill sounds what I think Santa Claus would sound like. And this is perfect because he's giving.
So what do you got there, Ms. Garris?
6783 is our new number.
6783. And with, 6783. And Cobblestone's going to put in $1,000.
For the next
$1,000 that we get.
Wow.
So we could get to 8,700. You're going to throw in a grand, right there, Mr. Comforti?
Yes, $1,000.
Okay, put that in the virtual kettle, please, and we'll match dollar for dollar, or you will match dollar for dollar our donations, right?
I have a quick question. How much is Lou going to put in?
I did not ask Lou to make a donation. Should I ask Lou to make a donation?
Definitely.
You've got his credit card number, don't you? You've done work with him, haven't you?
Hey, we should call him.
I'll tell you what, I've got his number. I'm going to text him and say that you pledged $1,000 from his two Ace Hardware stores. How's that sound?
Sounds good. Outstanding.
Bill, what do you think? I think Lou would pledge
$2,000. No, guys.
I don't want to go that far now.
Guys. But here's how it works. If I give $25, Comforti, Mr. Comforti, that's Cobblestone Development, gives $25, right?
Correct.
Up to $1,000. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you, my friend.
Same to you, sir. And you have a great show. Every opportunity I get, I always listen to you.
I know you do. I love that about you. We'll see you later.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
All right. So here's how it works. Go to WGNradio.com, John Williams page, or on Facebook. You'll see the link right there on the top of my page. And if you make a donation to our virtual kettle, you will double it right now for up to $1,000. You want to give $100? That means $200. As long as we're spending the $1,000 that Mr. Comforti has from Cobblestone Development. It could not be any easier. Actually, it could be a lot easier. I don't love the way we do this, but this is the way it's set up with the Salvation Army, so that's what you got to do. Make that donation. Know that we'll keep tabs. He's got $1,000 in, and he'll match dollar for dollar what you give up to $1,000. Whatever we all give up to $1,000. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Good, 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 good. By the way, I just wanted to mention these because they just made me laugh so. It says, tweets of good. Stand by. What's up? Where are we?
We're at 6,807.
6,807. All right, all right, all right. But that's not much of Bill Comforti's $1,000 yet. So Bill's putting a dollar-for-dollar match in for every dollar we get over... Where was it, Elif? Where were we when we started this?
We were at 5,886.
When we started, and then Bill called in and pledged $1,000. And at that time, we were at 6,783. So we can get up to 8,783. $1,000 from Bill, $1,000 for you. He'll donate a dollar for every dollar we get over 6,783 up to 8,783 total. Here's some of the top Christmas tweets of the year from Eric Zorn. Number one, am I the only one who wonders why the Flintstones celebrate Christmas? That's pretty good. Number two, I bet the other Nogs never thought Egg would be the one who made it. Number three, no thanks, Santa. I'd rather just be naughty all year long and buy my own presents. Number four, if you hold a gift card close enough to your ear, you can hear the person who bought it saying, this'll do. And one more, number five, same secret Santa gift again this year. Co-workers must think I really love mouthwash. Bob Coyne from WGN Radio is on the phone. Hey, Bob, how are you, my friend?
Hello, John. I am doing great. I'm blessed to be skiing in Wisconsin today.
No kidding. Is there snow there?
Yeah, I'm at Cascade Mountain, and there's plenty of snow on the runs. The runs are great, really fast. It's really great weather in terms of the coldness, and there's not a lot of people here because it's still a weekday. So, but I anticipate tomorrow it's going to be really crowded on Saturday, but I'm just blessed to be here with my family and my friends, and we've got people coming up, and I'm going up back and forth, and we're lucky, you know. Not everybody is as lucky as the Coyne family, and we are super blessed that you are out there looking out for people, John, as you always have, and I cannot say thank you enough to the time and energy that you dedicate and donate to the Salvation Army. You know I'm also involved with it by your side here, but today I'm taking a day off.
Yeah, no kidding.
We had Lee Steinberg here this week doing an event, and now today with the Radiothon, and God bless Mr. Comforti, and I'll throw in $100 this morning right now to
That going as well. I'm going to look on the virtual kettle. I need to see. Actually, you're already in, so I...
Yeah, another 100 in.
You,
yay!
What are we at now, Ms. Garris?
6,858.
6,858. Okay, remember, we can get to 87 on Bill Comforti's $1,000 match. $1,000 match for Mr. Comforti. And, Bob from WGN Radio staff is the guy that got Lee Steinberg to come in and talk about what a great organization they are, and got some monies donated from folks who showed up at our special performance studio broadcast on Monday. So have a great getaway, Bob. Nice to hear your voice, and we'll see if we can get to our goal of 40K this year.
You know, John, if I could just say the things that the Salvation Army does, and I haven't been listening the whole show, of course, but, you know, the Ray and Joan Kroc Center, which you've been at, the Donut Days, the Kettles, of course, the Drug and Alcohol Assistance Counseling.
Stand by.
They are the last, yeah, they're
Stand
the
by.
Last stop. For
What are you at there, Ms. Garris?
6.9. We're almost at 7.
$6,900.
And 60.
60. 69, 60. Keep going, Mr. Coyne.
So they're just the last stop for a lot of people. We're not all that lucky where we can just go to the convenient care and, you know, get something taken care of. You know, some people do not have family and friends, and they don't have a job, and they don't have a car, and they've had three strikes or God knows what, and they need a little help. Well, the Salvation Army is that safety net that catches a lot of people. And you know that we've been over to their centers, and it's just a blessing that they're there. And we appreciate Joint Relief Center and David Hochberg and MyPillow and True Lux Restaurant, everybody that is kicking in, and I can't thank everybody enough, and just happy holidays to everyone.
Ski well. Don't hurt yourself on them slopes in Wisconsin, Bob.
Thanks, John. Bye, Aleph. Have a great day. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too. That's Bob Coyne. He's coordinated some of this from WGN Radio. It's 1:30. Okay, let's see where we are now. While Steve's doing the news, this is your chance. Go to WGNRadio.com, the John Williams page, or on Facebook, I'm WGN King John. It's easy to find the link. Make the donation. Let's see if we can blow this thing up this year like we did last year. Thank you, Steve Bertrand. 1:36 WGN. Happy holidays from all of us at this little radio station of ours. And thanks once again to Steve Bertrand, who gave me my Christmas present today. It's a can of Caledonian premium quality haggis with lamb.
Have you tried it?
You know, they weren't all, they're not real upfront about the ingredients here, but I did find it.
What's it say?
You want to know?
Yeah.
Isn't it just ground down to...
What, the...
Mush?
Well, it started as something. Water, lamb.
Lamb, there you go.
Hydrated pin oats.
Mm-hmm, the pin oats are good in Scotland.
Beef liver.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite ingredient, refined beef suet.
Yes, well, it's hard to find refined beef suet. I mean, just regular beef suet you could find on any old corner, but this is refined.
Where'd you get this, Steve? You ordered it online, didn't you?
I did order it online, yeah.
Couldn't find that in a traditional, I'm going to use the word grocery store with quotes around it.
A buddy of mine did find it at Woodman's in Kenosha a few years ago, so I went to my neighborhood Woodman's and they didn't know what it was.
Neighbor
of
mine.
Sounds nice with the music in the background.
Okay, so let's just say this. You don't have to eat haggis, but if you want to travel with me and Steve Bertrand, well, it's with me via SteveBertrandTravel.com. Go to SteveBertrandTravel.com. Brenda and I are leading a group of listeners on April 20-somethingth of next year to London for 3 days and then Scotland for 3 days. That's going to be a lot of fun.
I promise you, you're going to come back saying that you enjoyed the haggis.
And my favorite part is that Steve says haggis balls are the best.
Deep-fried haggis balls. I know a place.
The music's getting louder now.
Do you know what that reminds me of? Never mind.
I'm sorry that it does, yeah. That's the funniest thing you've ever said. It's 1:38. Okay, so where are we, Ms. Garris?
We're at $7,455.
$7,455. Mm-hmm. WGNRadio.com, John Williams page, or King John Williams on Facebook. Make a donation to the Salvation Army. This is ridiculous. There's no way we're going to get to $40,000.
Yes, we are. We need to stay positive, and people need to call, or not call, to go to the website and donate.
$7,506.
And does that include the 1,000 match?
No, that is, well, so actually we've pretty much got the 1,000 that Cobblestone is going to match, because when they throw in, it will be right at about the $8,700. As soon as Cobblestone puts it in the virtual kettle, we'll see it. But you've put your 1,000 in, so thank you for that. David Hochberg just strolled into our studios from Pearl Mortgage.
Hi. I wonder.
What's the matter, David?
I'm enjoying the music, and, you know, the ironic thing is that my high school band was called Deep Fried Haggard Balls or whatever.
Haggis.
Yeah, haggis. I forgot.
Yeah.
We were huge.
You made a donation to our virtual kettle. You know how you just told me off the air something that you're going to throw in for people who give a big donation? Don't do that one yet.
I won't. I'll follow you. When do you want to do it?
$7,608.
Still, no chance in hell we're going to get to $40,000, but still.
We're getting there.
On the express, negative?
We need to go on the express train, Holiday Polar Express, with money for donating.
That sounds fun.
All right, well, let's do it. Let's do the what. Let's. Here's what Hochberg and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, and he says, I've got an idea. What's your idea?
My idea is, which we are going to implement right now and introduce right now, is that for every $1,000, the first $5,000 donations is going to secure two tickets. In the, should we do the, which game should we do? The one on hard court or the one on ice? Which one do you think?
At the United Center?
Yeah,
she wants to do the ice.
You want to do the ice.
Ice.
So they will receive, the first five will receive two tickets to the Team Hochberg Center Ice Suite at the United Center. And you've been there, Violetta.
I have. It's fun.
Aleph, you've been there.
Yes, we all have.
John has been there.
I'm going again.
And
so this will be the Center Ice Suite at the United Center for Monday,
game that is on Monday, January 7th at 7:30. You will be my guest. We will be providing food, delicious hot dogs. And wonderful macaroni and cheese.
The mac and cheese is really good.
So good.
They make it special.
So good.
Stand by.
There you go. Do we have a thousand? Do we have a
7,683. No, not quite
7,683. Okay. Boy, if somebody drops a thousand, we're going to ring that bell off the hook. If you give $1,000, Mr. Hochberg will get you into his Center Ice Suite at the United Center for the game on January 7th.
Right.
That's a Monday night, 7:30 against the Flames.
Correct.
Wow.
So the first thousand, the first five individuals or businesses,
right? Or heck, you could do five times two. You could put $10,000 in there right now. We'll give the thing to you.
Yeah, you can have the entire. Apples. And you know what? If you do 5,000, 6,000, you could have the entire. I'll give you my tickets because I was going to be the host. You could have the entire thing. So I will donate my tickets and throw my tickets in as well.
I like the sound of that. Okay, so make that $1,000 donation if you like right now, and you'll get the Center Ice Suite at the United Center. That's for the game against the Flames. That's Monday, January 7th. $1,000 gets you a couple of seats. $2,000 gets you two more seats, et cetera.
What I was talking about, the Polar Express train. You got to go straight to the thousands here.
Come on, somebody make that donation if you can. And if you cannot, we'll take a $1 donation too, by the way.
7,809.
Keep them coming, kids. Keep them coming, kids. By the way, you know who is a friend of ours? Is Mike Lindell. Do you know the name Mike Lindell?
Sure.
He is the guy behind My Pillow. Hey, yeah. Mike Lindell, how are you?
Really good, John.
Merry
good
Christmas.
To hear your voice.
Where are you, my friend?
Merry Christmas to you. I'm actually in Minnesota for a change, where I was doing my, today at my factories, I was giving out Christmas bonuses and, it was just amazing. It's basically a lot of fun today, and a lot of just watching the people. We're like one big family at My Pillow, and it's just so. That's what I don't miss this at any other time. It's my favorite day when I get to do this for all the employees.
My Pillow had another good year, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. Is they say when's your best day, and I always say to the day we're sitting in. So,
today is the best day. I know you guys had another great year. We sure appreciate your business at WGN, and I know you appreciate GN listeners buying those My Pillows right now. If you buy two of the big ones plus two of the little ones, it's 50% off when you use the promo code WGN, plus free shipping, by the way. But that's not why you called. You're going to do another match for us, aren't you, Mike?
Absolutely. And, you know, when you called me, because I'm going to say right now, the Salvation Army, of all the companies and that I deal with, there is not one better. The Salvation Army, they do more than anything. The biggest, I think it's the best bang for your dollar of any foundation, any 501c3 in the world. And they do so many amazing things. So I'm going to do, John, I'm going to do $5,000. I'll match everybody. that can do that calls in. I'll match them. I can tell all your listeners, I'm telling you, the foundation, the Salvation Army, people don't realize how everything they do. There's so many parts of them that, you know, I work a lot with addiction, John. You know, I was a former crack cocaine addict, and they do so much to help people that have, you know, addicts and get them back into, you know, getting freed of their addictions. And, you know, they're not just clothes and stuff like that.
Right.
There's so much more to the Salvation Army. They're absolutely one of the most amazing companies ever.
I didn't ask for 5,000, Mike. I asked for 1,000, and you said, oh, we can do better than that. But you're going to do, here's the thing that scares me. You're in for 5,000, but if I only get 4,000 for you, then I leave 1,000 on the table. So let's not waste Mike Lindell's money. All those pillows he's selling, he's got some extra for us. He'll give a $5,000 donation to the Salvation Army if I can raise $5,000. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. And, you know, like you say, when you said before, if you only have a little, even a little bit to get, $10, $5, whatever, $20. But I want to say the Salvation Army, it's the biggest bang for your buck. When you talk about, you know, some places you put money and you go, how much of my money really goes to the cause? Theirs is the highest that I've vetted. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. Every dollar helps so many people and so much. They do so much. I can't say enough good things about them. So don't think that you're not making a difference if you're. But like you said before, let's get on those $1,000 donations. And you know, if we get 100 of them during this hour, that would be great.
Yeah, but you're right. Thank you, Elif. You know what? Now that I think about it, Mike and David, if somebody gave $1,000 right now, Lindell matches it for $1,000, and they get your center ice tickets. Right.
Right. Two tickets to the Center Ice Team Hockey Suite at the United Center for the game against the Flames, Monday, January 7th. What a great stocking stuffer for people that are looking for last-minute gift items.
Here's
we
how
can
you do
email
it.
You the tickets today.
Here's how you do it. Go to WGNradio.com, click on the John Williams page, or like me on Facebook. I'm WGN King John. The virtual kettle is there, and you can make your donation online. And as soon as you do, we'll catch your name and number, and we'll go ahead and make sure you get Center Ice Suite, two tickets with your $1,000 donation. And if you do $1,000, Mike will do another $1,000. If you do $5, Mike will make it $10. If you do $18, Mike will make that a $36 donation. Up to $5,000 raised starting right now. All right. All right. All right. Hey, listen, Mike Lindell, anything else you want to pass along from MyPillow?
I just want to say God bless you all. Merry Christmas. And let's... I'm wishing everybody out there the best Christmas ever.
Sounds good, Mike. Thanks for your donation. We'll be in touch, my friend.
Thanks, John. God bless you.
We're at 7,935.
7,935. And then add the 5,000 that he'll give. That'll be 12. But if you gave five more, then we'd be at... we'd be at 17. We'd be at 17. But we're not using that money yet. So here's your chance. John Williams page at WGNradio.com or on Facebook. I'm WGN King John. Make your donation. We do not have a $1,000 donation yet.
Seriously?
But we are up to 7,909 now.
7,909? That's weird because we were at 7,935 a little while ago. Did somebody
just take
your donation back?
9,909.
Oh, that first number is kind of critical there,
Ellen. Still got seven on the brain.
Somebody take their donation back.
I've been listening to the show and I've decided to take my 100 and somebody else's 100 back. So we're at 9,900. Well, let's get to 10,000 before 2 o'clock for crying out loud. WGNradio.com, John Williams page, or on Facebook, WGN King John. Oh, gosh, look at this. I think this guy's in Greece. Hey, George, are you there?
I'm here, John. How are you, sir? I'm listening in. It's almost great.
George, how do you pronounce your last name?
Argyris.
Argyris. George is a friend of ours, and you've heard of his company before, too. It's called Deck Tech. And when we reached out to you and said, hey, you want to be part of this, you said yes immediately, but you said you'd be in Greece and you'd still do it. What time is it there, George?
Absolutely. You know what? It's 9:30, 10 o'clock.
All right. You're coming up on 10 o'clock over there.
And if you've ever been over here, everything goes late.
Yeah, you guys are just getting started in Greece, the way I understand it, right?
That is correct. That is correct, John.
Go ahead, Aleph.
9,963.
All right, so we are like $27, $37 shy of 10,000. Come on now, we need a $37 donation. And by the way, MyPillow will match it. You're going to help us out that way too, am I right there?
Yes, I am. I'm gonna match up to 500.
Atta boy, George. Deck Tech had another good year, I understand.
Yes, we did, and we really love being on the air with you guys. I think it's awesome.
Well, you guys were awesome when you did my deck, and I know a lot of happy customers and campers out there. Deck Tech will restore your deck. Not so much right now, though. It's kind of the off season for you guys, huh, George?
It is, but our season is just ramping up after the holidays. You never know. Before it's time, it'll be springtime.
Yeah, no kidding.
And, everybody's going to be back outdoors again, enjoying the out yard.
Well, you have a great time. Eat some cucumbers and tomatoes and black olives for me, okay?
Consider it done, John.
Yeah.
Thank you and good luck, and I'm glad everybody's... All right, Caesar's greetings, guys.
Merry Christmas. We're all good, and that's George from Deck Tech. He's in for 500, too. Aleph?
9,981.
We're going to get over that hump any second now.
Don't chime in until it's 10,000.
Yeah, I do not want to hear it until the first word out of your mouth is 10.
Did you know this? When a family faces hardship, John, the Salvation Army may be able to offer financial assistance for helping them with bills, pay rent, and basic family needs. The goal is to provide short-term support while helping individuals work toward long-term self-sufficiency. That's what all this money goes for, by the way.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we sometimes think of Salvation Army as toys and coffee and food. But there's sometimes people, they literally can't make a mortgage payment because somebody just lost their job or got hit by, you know, a bicycle or a truck or something, and now they don't have income. The Army helps people in so many ways.
Some of the assistance, John, includes free food from a pantry, rental assistance, clothing, family store funds for paying utility or heating bills, free prescription vouchers, back to school supplies, or free Christmas toys, as well as a number of other seasonal programs. That's where all of this money, up to $45,000, which we will reach, by the way, if you think positive.
$40,000.
Okay, let's go 45.
$39,004.
Let's think big here, John. We have an hour and 5 minutes to hit that goal.
We have no chance of doing that.
John, would you think positive, for the love of God? The Wright brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, thank God you weren't in North Carolina with the Wright brothers. You'll never get that thing off the ground.
We need a little help. Do the families that are going to benefit from all these donations.
Well put.
By the way, I rang the bell, but it was a little like the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah.
But we are at 10,000.
We're at 10,000, ladies and gentlemen. 10,000.
Nice job.
So, David,
and that doesn't include
actually
the matches.
$10,077.
We got to get those matches calculated in there, too, by the way.
What's the phone number? 312.
591-7200.
You can
call, and Aleph will walk you through some of the details. But the donation goes to WGNradio.com, John Williams' page. On Facebook, I'm WGN King John. The link is there.
And the phone number is actually 981, not 581.
312-981.
Oh, 981. Well, call now.
Call those other people. I hear they're delightful. Ask them for a donation to the Salvation Army.
And then tell them to go to WGNradio.com.
John Williams page or WGN King John on the Facebook.
All right. A lot of numbers.
I know.
And hopefully they're going up.
Yes. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I have 30 seconds before we pause for the news. Right, Ms. Garris, we're going to pause for the news. And then we'll come back after Steve updates you from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom with the stories that matter. I'll say again what I said at the beginning of the show, too. You may have a knot in your stomach because there's a lot of anxiety in the world, or the market isn't where you want it to be today. You want to feel better about yourself and something? Make a donation to the Salvation Army and you will feel good. Okay, we'll pause here. I see that Aleph is answering some phone calls and getting some information. Remember, calling me doesn't make a donation, though. Calling me doesn't make a donation. It has to be online today. That's how the virtual kettle works. So, hey, Linda, it's John. How are you?
I'm great. Hi.
I understand you made a donation to our virtual kettle. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, I'm looking forward to those tickets.
We got $1,000 donation. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Mister, we're not going to hit 45. Nice job, Linda. You got any girlfriends that could call in with some dough? Or you got their credit card?
I also want to chime in here
because,
We have another person who donated $1,000.
Oh, no kidding. And that is...
someone named Anna.
Okay, Anna is in for a grand. So guess what, Linda? You're going to the Center Suite game on January the 7th. You and a friend, and then Anna and her friend, and three more people if they want to give $1,000 plus... Your $1,000 is matched. It's now a $2,000 donation.
Have you ever been to a game in the suites?
Not in a... Well, yes, I have been to a suite. I've been very lucky, yeah. But I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
Have you ever had the macaroni at the United Center? Macaroni and cheese?
No, I have not.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
It is so awesome!
That's why people go.
That's why you should give another $1,000 to bring a friend. That's all I'm saying.
You're in for two tickets, and your 1,000 is 2,000.
Wow,
Linda,
that's
Merry
awesome.
Christmas. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do I need to hang on? Or?
Yeah, I do. I want you to hold on, make sure that we get your information from Elif, and then we'll match you up. Okay, more of that after the news. Our goal is 40,000. We're not going to get it, of course.
Is Janky on the line over there?
He is going to join us, looks like, right after
the
news.
He's got some dough out there, Builder Supply all day.
Thank you, Steve.
Thinking big thoughts. So you don't have to.
And
here's John Williams.
Thinking big numbers.
I put my, during the commercials there, added my $200 to your pile.
Steve Bertrand, God bless you, sir. In fact, there you are. You just popped up. It says Steve Bertrand, $200. He's not kidding. Hokey smoke.
Does it give my name?
Yeah, it does.
Well, I'm glad I didn't say 500.
Steve, we could do a cash out refinance if you really want to donate.
Good to know.
Yeah,
to know.
No problem.
That's right. You've got equity in your house.
Before, yeah,
you've got equity in your house,
house,
Steve.
Before, Steve. We could do it again.
Marianne wrote on our donation page at the Salvation Army, John, this is in memory of my dad, a Chicago firefighter. He loved and appreciated the Salvation Army. There at every big fire with coffee and donuts seems a small thing, but it made a huge difference in the middle of a freezing cold night. Good luck. I hope you raise $1,000,000. Thank you, Marianne. Marianne just donated $1,000. She'll be in the Center Ice Suite with
awesome.
You, David Hochberg.
Yeah. You got to please give Elif your name and email so we could email you the tickets.
Yeah, no kidding. If you want to make a donation to the Salvation Army, let's see. What are we at right now, Elif? What's the total number of dollars and cents that we're at so far? Let me go to the top of the page. 15,327. We made $5,000 during Steve Bertrand's news.
Except I'm showing 15,396.
So I have to hit refresh then because it'll probably pop up more again.
Wait, how much is it?
15,396.
I love it.
Our goal is 40,000 and we're off the air at 4. It's 2:11.
Yeah. Wait, we're off the air at 3.
What did I say? 4?
Yeah. 4 Eastern
I'm on
time.
Mexico time. So, yeah, please make a donation. Go to WGNradio.com, John Williams page, or you can just like me on Facebook. I'm WGN King John there. If you have benefited from the services of the Salvation Army in the past, I think your call would be real nice, too, at 312-981-7200. In fact, there he is. Hey, Jerry. Jerry, this is John Williams. How are you, Jerry?
Hey, John. Good. How are you?
Talk to me. What did you want to say?
Well, no, I just wanted to thank you guys so much. This is such an amazing thing. The Salvation Army has helped me in the past, personally. And we were just talking a little bit earlier about alcoholism. I actually am an alcoholic, and I've had an issue in the past, and the Salvation Army just helped me get back going, and it was just the help I needed, and it really made a difference in my life. So I just wanted to call you guys and thank you.
Yeah, man, that's why we're doing it. That's why we're doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know you, and I know that when you walk in the door, the Salvation Army doesn't know you, but they don't ask any questions. They provide service. It's just amazing, isn't it?
It's incredible. It really is, and it was just exactly what I needed at the time and exactly just even someone to talk to and helped me get back to where I am now. So I'm very, very grateful.
A Merry Christmas to you, my friend. You are the best call I've had all week. Thank you for joining us and continued sobriety, and have a great holiday.
Thank you so much, John.
All right, Jerry, what a nice call. What a nice call. That's why we're doing this.
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, you know, we all get wrapped up in the number. Wouldn't it be fun if we could hit a goal? And it would be fun. We could, we're not going to hit the goal.
Well,
but
God. Mr. Debbie Downer, would you pick up Janky and get another grand out of Tom Janky, please?
Okay, what line is he on? He's on line 3, I hear. Hey, Tom, this is John. You're on with David Hochberg and John Williams on GN. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good. You know what? It's 50 degrees out, and it's December, what is it, 21st or 20th? How can I complain?
Yeah, no kidding, no kidding. So you know Hochberg, right?
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Who doesn't know Hochberg?
Don't you love it when you say you know Hochberg and they just snicker? They just laugh. They've got that dark sort of, oh, God, yes, what am I going to do kind of laugh.
Tommy called me up for a loan. True story. He's like, yeah, this is, I'm looking for a loan. I'm like, God, I know that voice. He's like, what's your name? He's like, Tom. I'm like, Tom, keep talking. He's like, you're Tom Jakey, 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Center. He's like, yeah. And then we became buddies.
Now, I understand that you're going to make a donation, too. Is that right, Mr. Jakey?
Count me in for $1,000.
Woohoo!
There you go, buddy.
So do you want to or not want to sit in the center ice suite with David Hochberg and company? Because you don't have to take the tickets. But he's giving a pair of tickets to the center ice suite Monday, January 7th, 7:30 against the Flames to anybody that donates $1,000.
I'll tell you what, Tommy. I'll give you, you know, I'm going to take it to another game. Let's free it up for another listener.
You know what? I was just going to say, I would love to go, but I would rather see somebody else give $1,000 and take that seat.
That's the plan, then. That's the plan. All right, Tom, anything else I can do for you other than scrape $1,000 from you?
You know what? Hey, We are very loyal advertisers on WGN. They do a great job, and what you're doing now with the Salvation Army, that's even better.
God bless you, sir. Business is good?
You know what? Business is good. Obviously, December's always a little soft, but you know what? We've had a terrific year, so I can't complain, and truly, if I did complain, nobody would listen.
You know how you could help him? You could buy some quartz countertops that he has in style, and if you buy a bathtub, that he'll actually sit in it before it's delivered to your house.
Oh, wow, now that's a service. That's really
simple. I will give you an autographed picture of me sitting in your bathtub, and away you go. No extra charge. That's our promo for the month.
Make sure there's enough bubbles.
Yeah, please. Yes. Please. I'm hanging up now, Tom.
Take care, buddy. Thanks,
bye.
Man.
That sounds good. All right.
Merry Christmas. Robert donated $1,000. Steve,
yes, Robert.
There's Steve for $200. Maureen's 25 is now 50. Boyd's $52 donation's been doubled thanks to a match from Mike Lindell at MyPillow. And I think we'll take this match as well. Mary just gave us $20. Thank you for $40, Mary. Lee just gave us $50. We'll multiply that. Here's a story from Janice. Since I was married 54 years ago, I have donated to the Salvation Army because I feel they are the most dedicated and honest charity. Here's $100. Elizabeth, I love the Salvation Army for all the good things it does. $300. Thanks, King John, for making donating fun. William, 25. Thank you, William. That's outstanding. And Sandra, we sure appreciate your $104 donation. So keep them coming, campers.
Keep those coming, and we need more people who are willing to match.
Have we filled up the box? Have we filled up the suite? Do we have 5 winners?
You know what? I think
we
might.
Three.
Well, let's see. We've got
Robert, Anna, and Linda.
Looking for Yolanda. Keeping track.
Let me scroll.
I got those thousands.
Robert, Anna, and Linda. Yeah. And Tom's not coming because nobody wants him in the thing.
Right. He's a sloppy eater.
Oh, no. Look at this. Kelly! 16 minutes ago, $1,000.
All right, call in, Kelly. So please give Ella your information so we can email you the tickets.
And Melissa's in for $26. Donna's in for $25. Jane's in for $312. Joanne and Joanne are in for $52. Patricia, $25. That means we have one more pair of tickets to the Center Ice Suite with the mac and cheese on January the 7th.
Garrett's Popcorn. Dessert card.
Yeah, the Garrett's Popcorn is endless, by the way. You can just eat all of that you want. 7:30 p.m. Monday, January 7th. The Flames is on the schedule, and that is Monday, January 7th. Give $1,000, and you get the Center Ice Suite. Yeah, for two. By the way, who is next on the phone? Joe is there. Hey, Joe, it's John Williams. You're on GN. How are you?
John, I'm great. How are you?
Who is this?
Mega Pro Joe.
This is Mega Pro Joe.
Joe, how are you?
I can't let Janky give money. Hochberg texts me. He's like, hey, give me $1,000.
Is that what you're doing over there?
Texting everybody I know. I'm like, call it. I'm like, Janky just gave 10 grand. Are you going to sit there? And then he heard him only give $1,000. So he's gonna match Janky. He doesn't want to be upset.
Yeah, I got to match Janky.
You know what I think everybody should do is just, if your house is running well, if you don't need any services for Mega Pros, break something and just give them a call right now. You know,
because we make it fun to get stuff done.
Well,
that's what we do.
You guys do it well, that's for sure. So you're in for $1,002. And how's business been for you? How's life been for you, Joe?
Everything's great, John. It's great listening to you guys on the air. You're doing a nice job.
Yeah. Well, this is a fun day for us, and it's fun for us just to kind of kick back, not worry about the world, do some good in the world. I've said this now the third time, Joe. I don't care what's troubling you, and I know there's a lot of troubles out there. If you make a donation to the Salvation Army, get on this train. You're going to feel good right now. You know what I mean?
I feel good. Good, because I'm doing what Hochberg told me to do.
It does great work. MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements, Tom Janke, they're great. They work together, so I'm glad they're supporting the cause.
We appreciate your listening and your business.
Absolutely.
And here's what you need to do. Go to my Facebook page. I'm WGN King John, or go to WGNRadio.com. And on the John Williams page, there's a link to my virtual kettle. You make a donation there, and we'll see it pop up in just a little bit. But thanks for your time. Thanks for your call. Thanks for your business, Joe.
No problem. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for everything, John.
They do a good job over there. Merry Christmas, sir. That's how you do it, by the way.
Builder Supply.
Let's see. Is that Mary? Mary is on line 5. Hey, Mary, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, Mary. Are you in your automobile?
I am.
Okay, so it says on my screen Mary wants to give $1,000. Is that correct?
This is correct. I am just got to a Hawks game.
Awesome.
And I think, you know, I will just donate this in memory of my husband.
Outstanding.
That's outstanding. Well, I hope, I trust he would appreciate and love that. And are you going to use the ticket and come with a friend? Is that what you're going to do? Or are you going to give the ticket to somebody else? Bring somebody.
I will find a friend and bring them along with me. And, John, I just am traveling home from the Joint Relief Institute out in Orlando.
And I trust you have less knee pain now than you normally do. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, knee pain just walked in. His name is David Hochberg. He's given us nothing but trouble, but I really appreciate what you're doing. So thank you for trusting us. When we tell you about a sponsor, I mean it. They really, we always tell the truth. We never don't tell the truth.
I know. And I tell everybody I meet about a wonderful place that is to go for knee pain. So,
in the meantime, talk to Elif about how to make your donation? Have you, if you're driving, you haven't been online yet. You haven't clicked in yet. Is that right?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Because
good.
She's the lady that pulled over. We told to pull over.
So you pulled over and did it on your phone. Is that correct?
I did.
Wow.
I talked to the
Elif.
You know that answers the phone.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I talked to somebody.
You talked to Elif and she told you how to do it. Well, that's outstanding. Okay. You are such a thoroughly modern Millie. I'm very impressed.
So, Violetta, how many is that?
That's 5 now.
All right, I think we filled the suite.
We filled the suite. So now we have to give another suite, John.
Yes.
Mary, I'm hanging up on you. You've got all the information you need, right? Did you give Elif your phone number?
Yes, I gave Elif my phone number and my email address, and I think I'm good to go.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, my friend. My best to you.
Wait a minute. She gave Elif her phone number, for the record. Let's not get technical.
You're still
the lady
getting
just
the tickets there. Don't worry about it. Forget about it. Move on.
The lady who answered the phone. I gave her my phone number.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mary. Merry Christmas, and we appreciate your generosity to the Salvation Army.
What's the website that people go to donate, John?
They go to WGNRadio.com. Click on the John Williams page, and there you'll see me in a Christmas outfit with producer Elif, or go to... Go to my Facebook page. I'm WGN King John on Facebook. We're now at 16.5. But some of these donations that have been called in have not registered on the site yet. So
right.
And by the way, it says here, I said our goal was 30. We are past halfway to our goal. I said 40. We are past halfway to our goal of 30. Our goal, according to this page right here, is 30,000. I didn't adjust that. You came in with these funny numbers, Hochberg.
45.
if we can do it between now, it's 2:22 and 3:00. That would be very special.
Would you like to do it, John?
For the
before
people.
3:00. Would you like to do it before 3:00?
I'm off for the holidays.
Would you like to do it before 3:00?
I really would.
Then do it.
We're going to do it.
Call right now. No, wait. Don't call.
Don't call.
You can call. We'll visit. If you've benefited from the services of the Salvation Army, I would like to hear that. Oh, good. I see Debbie's going to tell us her story. But you need to go online right now and make the donation. WGN King John on Facebook or WGNRadio.com and click on the John Williams page. I got this Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass Christmas music on my mind because we were in Mexico last week. And it's a really fun CD. Thanks for tuning in. This is John Williams. David Hochberg, you hear his voice on WGN Radio now and again, is in the studio. He did such a fun, friendly, helpful, kick-in-the-butt job helping us get to our goal for the Salvation Army. Last year, we invited him back. Our goal is $30,000. I know I said 40, but I'm looking at the webpage. It literally says 30. That's me. And we're now at 16,000. Am I right? What is the number, Ella?
16,683.
83.
That's great.
Okay. By the way, Doctor, you know that Joint Relief Institute?
Yeah, I want to screw up my knees just to be able to go there to get something shot at them.
Dr. Mike Hanna is the guy that runs that.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dr. Hanna, how are you?
King John, how are you?
I'm good, really good. Yeah, thanks for joining us on the show. So you guys have that new location, too. You were in you're now in Oak Brook as well as Orland Park, right?
Correct. It's much closer for a lot of patients.
Yeah, no kidding. Although it's weird because there you guys were and still are in Orland Park, but people would come from Wisconsin anyway. So if you've got knee pain, I don't think any distance is too far to travel. But now it's more convenient for some folks over by the Oak Brook Mall, right?
Correct. You're right. Having knee pain is not a happy thing. So people really appreciate it when they walk better.
Did you hear the lady that just called before the commercial break about 4 minutes ago?
Mary, she's
I missed that. I was seeing faces.
So she just left your office, pulled over, made a $1,000 donation to us, and said, oh, my God, do my knees feel better? I'm not making that up.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You have a great cause, John, and you're amazing. The Army helps a lot of people, and God blessed us the whole year. This is the least we can give back. And I'm glad this patient did, too.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I'm not awesome, but our listeners are, and some of our sponsors are too. So, what are you in for here, Dr. Mike?
As far as what the donation you mean?
I'm looking for a number, sir, and I'm hoping you'll say $1,000.
Yeah, we made $1,000 donation.
That's what are you in for means. It means, hey, can I get $1,000 from you? So, Mike, you're in for a grand. Is that correct?
Yes. So we're very happy to help with this, and God bless you, John.
All right. God bless you, sir. All right. So we'll make another $1,000 donation from Dr. Mike Hanna and our friends at the Joint Relief Institute. That's 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Thanks. As in the three zeros and 1,000.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks again, Mike.
Right.
Our best to you and your staff. You betcha. Debbie wanted to say something. Hey, Debbie, you're on WGN Radio. How are you, Debbie?
I'm good. I just wanted to say the Salvation Army here in our area is wonderful. They helped a friend of mine who, her name's Melissa, she did not have any money for Christmas last year. And they put her son in the Angel Tree, and he got all kinds of gifts from that. Also, she got a gift card from our local store here. It's called Strack and Van Til. And I mean, she just started bawling her head off when they did that. And they've also helped me pay a deposit on our gas and light bill when we first got an apartment.
Yeah, it's just amazing. I mean, really.
And they're just amazing. Well, I mean, every month they also do a food pantry Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You can go. You can only go once a month, and they're wonderful. I mean, I can't say enough about them. They're just
thank you so much for
amazing.
Calling. Well, God bless you, and I'm so glad Christmas worked out for your friend and things have been better for you. Debbie, Merry Christmas, and thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye.
We said if you were the recipient of some services from the Salvation Army, you know what, Steve? I could make a donation of this can of haggis to the...
How do you put a price on that, John?
Food pantry. Well, I put about 78 cents on it and think I overpaid, but it's the Steve for Christmas got me the Caledonian Kitchen premium quality haggis, and not just the haggis, but the haggis with lamb. And then if we just look down a little bit on the ingredients list, this is the one with the refined beef suet, which is better than the normal beef suet. Is that how that goes?
Yeah, it's regular beef suet. Well, that's sort of run-of-the-mill. You can find that anywhere. Refined beef suet is more difficult. It doesn't say specifically what parts of the lamb. Does it mention bladder at all? Or?
I think there's a lot of words that are conspicuously absent from this ingredients list.
They're all lamb.
Steve's going to do the news. Afterwards, remember, our goal is $30,000. We're just over 16. If you can make a donation right now, WGNradio.com. Click on the John Williams page or on our Facebook page. I'm WGN King John on Facebook. Make that donation. Let's make a difference in the lives of a lot of people in the Chicago area today.
And at least you got something, John.
Yeah, at least I got a can of haggis. Hey, Violetta, you want a can of haggis? I can get you one for Christmas.
Violetta, my gift to you is not a can of haggis.
Steve Bertrand Travel. Set up another one of those trips. This time, Brenda and I are leading you. If you want to come along, boy, I hope you do. London and then to Scotland. What a stocking stuffer that would be. And all you got to do is go to SteveBertrandTravel.com, find out more, and get that in somebody's stocking for the Christmas for Christmas. And to incentivize you, everybody that goes, Steve's going to give...
I don't know about that.
And a Caledonian Kitchen.
It's an expensive can of haggis.
I bet it wasn't.
Can I give my phone number? Because sometimes people don't use the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want information, it's 847-606-6065.
Do that again? 847?
606-6065.
6065. All right, travel with us, and if you know, and when you do call, indicate if you want the can of haggis or not. Let's just put it that way. David Hochberg, Pearl Mortgage, is in our studio. Hi, David. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, John. Happy holidays to you, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you for coming in and berating our listeners and sponsors.
A little Jewish guilt at the Christmas holiday drive. Never hurt.
Yeah, by the way, he's crossed enemy lines, ladies and gentlemen. He's doing this as a Christmas fundraiser for the Salvation Army.
Yeah, yeah. We all listen.
It's a holiday fundraiser.
If your house burns down and there's an event, a cataclysmic event, and a Salvation Army truck, it doesn't matter the color of your skin or your religion, they're there to help, and that's what it's all about.
We're trying to get to $30,000 by 3. It's 239. Producer Elif, where are we right now? What's the total, please?
We are at 18,003.
18,003. We just crossed the $18,000 threshold.
And that is simply from donations
right.
on the internet in the kettle, in the virtual kettle. But we've also had a lot of sponsors that have called in to match donations from those listeners online.
What is that total?
So that total, if my math is correct, is a 9,500.
What's 18,000 plus 9,500?
About 27,503.
2703, is that what you got?
That's right? The final.
2703 so far.
You can do this. $3,000 in 20 minutes?
Well, 19 minutes, actually.
And let's go above and beyond. Side. Let's pass the threshold.
What do we need again? How much do we need?
To get to $30,000 in pledges and donations, we need another $3,000.
Okay, how are we doing with the Bulls thing? Has anybody donated $1,000 to see a Chicago basketball team from the center court suite?
Well, we haven't. I don't think we've promoted that.
Well, let's promote it. Let's go.
Okay, so here's what Mr. Hochberg will do. If you give $1,000, he will give you center court suite tickets
to
the Wednesday, January 23rd game. Wednesday, January 23rd, 7 o'clock tip-off against the Hawks. Atlanta Hawks,
not the Chicago Blackhawks, the Atlanta Hawks.
No.
They probably have a good chance of beating the Chicago Blackhawks.
Our luck, both teams would lose. Yes. It's been a downtime for both clubs.
It would be a tie.
But Blackhawks if you were to watch a game, you would want to be in a suite.
And you'd want that mac and cheese, by God.
Oh, so good.
And the dessert cart.
Yes.
And all of the beverages and stuff like that. So here it is, January 23rd. That's right around the corner, 7 p.m. We've got center court suite. If you give $1,000, Hochberg's in for two.
Right.
He'll give you two tickets.
I'll give you two tickets.
Two seats in the suites.
Correct. Center, and this would be instead of the center ice, it would be the center court. suite, and it's great to watch a basketball game up top there.
I bet. You know what is going to help us out right now, I think? I'm reading over on the screen. Hey, Dana, are you there? You're on WGN. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Good.
This is Dana from, if I'm not mistaken, CD1 Price Cleaners. Am I right?
Yes, of course.
Let's do another match for you at $1,000. Are you in for that?
Yeah, we'll match up to $1,000.
So if somebody gave $1,000 right now, you guys would give $1,000, and they'd get the center court suite tickets, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
And if you don't want to do that, just go ahead and use some CD1 price money and give $25 or $7, and they'll double that donation, right?
Yeah. We
and
love
it. You can go into CD1 and get a free cup of coffee, too. Which
or a
is very
treat
delicious.
For your dog, or your clothes cleaned and pressed, which is what I use them for. Actually, I always get the coffee, too. Which is weird because
the coffee's always good. And right now we have hot chocolate, too.
Oh.
That's really nice.
You know why they do that?
Because it tastes good and they want to get clients?
No. Because you spill on
you
the,
spill on it, then you
on the way out, which is what I do. You guys did a Coke drive, didn't you?
Yeah, so in this past winter season into October and November, we did a Coat Drive, Coats for Kids, and we were actually able to help more families this year than last year. So that's pretty cool, and we were very excited about that.
And then you did, so you did Coat for Kids, and then you're doing something in February too, right?
Yeah, so we're... In beginning on January 14th, we're doing Cards for Kids, which benefits La Rabida Children's Hospital. So you can come into any of our Chicagoland locations, so any of our 34 locations, and drop off a kid and a card, and that goes to the kids there at La Rabida. So that's pretty cool. And then we're also doing CARA in February and March, which is a drive for gently used interview attire to help individuals get back on their...
What a good idea. No. What a good idea. And I suppose you'll press and clean them, get them all ready to go as well, right?
Yes, of course.
What a good idea. All right. So $1,000 from your friends at CD One Price Cleaners, 34 locations throughout the city. We love the work they do on clothes, and we so appreciate what you guys are doing for the folks in the Chicagoland area, too.
Yeah, we're glad to be here in Chicago.
Thanks, Dana. Good luck to you guys. $1,000 from you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Are the Bulls games, is that garnering any interest? Are we getting 1,000?
I got 25 from Ryan. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Dawn, 100. Wow, that's 200 now, courtesy of CD One Price Cleaners. Janice, $52. Thank you, Janice. Laura, $20. Pam, $52. So they're making donations.
Making donations.
I don't have a $1,000 donation for the center court suite.
Okay.
Not yet.
For the basketball.
Not 1,000 yet, but we need to make sure that even the small donations come in so we can match that $1,000.
Amen to that. And remember, here's how you do it. Go to WGNradio.com, click on the John Williams page, or on Facebook, just like me. I'm WGN King John on Facebook. Where are we now? What's the total? V, do that number again. What was the number that we have from pledges from some of our sponsors and pals of Mr. Hochberg here?
Those are $10,500. That's including the new CD $1,000 match.
Right.
That I guarantee we're going to hit.
Okay. That's cool. And since we are at 18,129 right
even more, 18,354. 18,354.
You're there.
354.
You're
plus
at your 30.
The 10, what was it, 10.5, Violetta?
Mm-hmm.
10.5.
No, we're just a little short still.
That would make it 28.8. We're at 28.8.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. Let's pull the Bulls game off. Because obviously they suck and nobody wants to go to a game. Let's throw on, instead of that, okay, if you donate $1,000 between now and the end.
Yes. You don't have to go to the Bulls game?
I'll replace it because obviously there's zero interest. There's a game at the United Center on Tuesday. I will donate two center ice suites instead of a Bulls and a Hawks, instead of a basketball and a hockey. Sorry for trademark, I'll probably get in trouble for center, instead of center court, We'll swap it out.
Center ice.
We'll do the center ice suite Tuesday, the 22nd of January.
122.
Against the New York Islanders at 7:30.
Heard of them.
You bring it. And I, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to get you to 40 here, Johnny. Okay?
Yeah,
Mister,
you're
we'll there. Never get to 40.
Well, that's because we won't.
Because I'm going to throw Team Hochberg out of for everything that the WGN listeners have provided my team and our team and all of our employees and all the loans that we've done for all of the listeners. We're going to throw in $5,000 in addition to two suites. We're going to throw in $5,000 match. All right.
Yes.
Just cannot thank you and your other hosts here have been very, very generous to me, allowing me to come into your studios to share my knowledge with your listeners and to answer questions and to solve problems and for all the loans. In addition to the two games, the two hockey games in the center ice suite of Team Hochberg Center Ice Suite at the United Center, we're going to donate $5,000 to the cause.
$5,000? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I don't kid. So I'm here, and I want to do it because of everything that your listeners have given to my team. I want to give back to your team and the Salvation Army team and the people that around the Chicagoland area that need help in emergencies. And to that's what we're going to do.
Okay. So now Brenda just gave $44. George just gave $104.
Great.
Pam just gave $52.
Just gave $50.
Cam, God bless you. Listen to this. Laura just typed in on the donation page, this donation is a thank you to the Mincing Rascals for making We Look Forward to Thursdays. That's our podcast. John Steve was the brother of my college roommate and an officer in the Salvation Army. His parents, siblings, and other family members are also officers. Oh, that's nice to hear. We heard from him earlier. And Kathy said, I've heard so many people say so many good things Salvation Army has done for them. If you've been the recipient of some Salvation Army services, we love your stories, and those are really nice to hear. John, it feels good to donate to such a wonderful organization. We agree, George. Thank you for your $100. And just one more. Roberta said, I've always loved listening to John and go home just in time to make a donation to the Salvation Army. Thank you to them. That's
awesome.
Real nice.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right. I got to pause. It's 2:48. Good. Lots of calls. And your donation now. Go to WGNradio.com. John Williams page, WGN King John on Facebook. David Hochberg's in our studio from Pearl Mortgage. Okay, so Violetta, where are we on our goal now? We're trying to get to 30,000.
Oh, we are doing very well. So online in the virtual kettle right now, we have 20,787.
Really? We're over 20?
That's great.
20,780?
Mm-hmm.
Whoop, whoop. Okay, pledges from sponsors.
Pledges from sponsors totaling $10,500. That's with the very generous David Hochberg recent contribution of $5,000.
$5,000 match from David Hochberg. If you donate, he'll donate as well. And that's at $10,500. Are you sure you want to do the $10,500?
I said I'd do the 5,000, not the 10,000.
Yeah, hold on. He's not. No, yeah,
stick
total.
To broadcasting. What's with your math?
Well, that might have been a good way to sell you.
Yeah, he almost had me. I'm like, yeah, sure. Why
you're 5,000. That gets the dust to 10,500.
No, it
from
gets us to 15,000.
Oh, that's right.
500.
All right.
So
I'm not
you
good
add
at this.
That to the 20,000 from 20,700.
Yeah, and
plus the 15,500.
Right.
Gives us 36,200.
Mm-hmm. You're at 36,200?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we have six more minutes in the show. So
this is crunch time. It's not over. Everyone should still donate. We need to match that $5,000, even with the small donations. Or, David, don't you still have those tickets to the Hawks game?
Nice tease there, Violetta. We still have five sets of Blackhawks tickets for the Team Hochberg Center Court Suite.
Center Ice Suite.
That's right, Center Ice Suite, to watch the Islanders play our beloved Chicago Blackhawks. And the
January
22nd. So it's a great last-minute stocking stuffer. And if you didn't get your Jewish friends a Hanukkah gift, this is a great belated Hanukkah gift for all of you friends out there who have Jewish friends that forgot Hanukkah was over already. You just need to donate $1,000 and you're good. You got to think of all the angles here, John.
Our goal is 30,000.
My goal is 45, but we're close. We hit your goal. We got to go higher.
What'd you ring the bell for there, producer Ella?
Because someone by the name of John donated $1,000.
Bingo, boy, Johnny!
All right.
Woo!
We got four more to go.
I just need John's phone number and email address.
Yeah, Johnny, call in.
Call back, John, 312-981-7200. What kind of texts are you reading over there, Ms. Podromedic?
Well, 847 says this is the most uplifting show ever.
Amen to that.
773 says, what a blessing to listen to all these donations pour in. And then 973 says, I had haggis in Scottish Fest in Itasca. Yeah. They also have a haggis eating contest. There might be some hurling involved.
Yeah, no kidding. At the haggis eating contest, somebody took one bite and won.
That's all you need.
That's how you win one of those things. Let me. So online now, your donations are at $22,629.
That's awesome.
That's in the kettle. John just put $500 in there. Joseph just put $1,040 in. Joe's going to the center ice suite. Thank you, Joe. That's getting crowded now. Bernie just put in $100. Marilyn, $104. This one anonymously donated, said, I've enjoyed listening to John Williams and WGN Radio. Thank you for what you do to support the Salvation Army. Well, you guys are the ones doing the supporting. Hey, Bernie, thanks for that $100. And here's another anonymous donation. Thanks for that. Paul, God bless. Merry Christmas. And the list. Hey, look at that. John just gave $1,000 donation.
All right.
There's
another. Let's go, Johnny. We've got three more.
Crowded. It comes with mac and cheese
and hot dogs.
And not haggis.
Right.
Thank you for the can.
And we are so close to hitting the $40,000 mark. We're up to $39,156.
Which means we're six G's away from the $45,000 mark. Mr. will never get the $40,000. Mr. Negative over here. We're almost there. So we have three more sets of the Hawks tickets, right?
Right.
All right.
The for center. $1,000 each.
There you I have go. To. All right, here's the. It's $257.
Okay.
I have to pause, play a couple of commercials. We come back and say hi to Rowan Anna. Let's see if we can get to that number with your calculation and your donation. Go to WGNRadio.com right now on the John Williams page. Make that donation in the virtual kettle, or I'm on Facebook. It's easy to link there too. Facebook.com. I'm WGN King John on Facebook. People really enjoy hearing other people do math on the radio. Am I right about that?
When it's done correctly.
When it's happy math, I think it's good, because you're building toward a total that's very meaningful.
Andrea Darlis and Anna DeVlantis are, boy, that's a lot of syllables. So we're going to have Andrea Darlis, Anna DeVlantis, and Violetta Podromedic.
Wow.
Entertaining and informing you along with Kevin. So that'll be
right.
Right. Ladies, just if I may, so can we give a round of applause to David Hochberg and our friends at Pearl Mortgage?
Very nice.
And to the WGN Radio listening family who said there's need in the Chicago area, and we, on this dreary, sad day, can make a difference in the world. So our sponsors, Violetta, said they were going to give, courtesy of your $5,000 plus your tickets, David. How much are our sponsors in for, V?
$10,500, aside from Hochberg's $5,000.
So that's at $15,500.
That's Builder Supply, Tom Janke, Deck Tech, Bill Comforti, MyPillow.
CD1 Price Cleaners.
Dr. Mike.
Over at Joint Relief Institute.
MegaPros Joe. MegaPros Home Improvements.
So that gets us to $15,500. Thank you, David. And then we add the $24,500 that we just got. Another $1,000 donation for those center ice tickets. So we are at, I'm not making this up. $15,500 and $24,500 is exactly, we are right now exactly $40,004.
Hey, Aleph, can you play the tape about an hour and a half ago, Mr. Negativity?
We just hit.
Mr. $9,000, never reach it.
Hit $40,004.
Wow. Our listeners are so generous. Thank you to everyone. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to cry.
Have a little bit of hope.
Thank you, David.
No, thank you.
Christmas cheer for the day. Thanks to everyone who gave.
Okay, now bring everybody down, Anna.
Hey, here we go. Let's see. Let's see if this helps. There will be a government shutdown. It appears after the president just spoke moments ago and said that he will not, no way, sign any kind of a bill, a stopgap, short-term funding for the government, unless it includes that money he wants for the wall. So it's set everybody in Washington aflutter trying to figure out. People aren't even there. Some people have left for the holiday already. And
Merry Christmas.
Maybe we should start a donation donation page for it.
Well, there is actually. It's funny you should say that. We were just talking. There's a GoFundMe page started by a decorated soldier, and it is reaching beyond $6 million right now.
6.8,
Anna. With the goal of getting to $1 billion earmarked for the wall. I'm not sure how that quite works, where you just kind of transfer it over to the government, but that's it. That's in the works, and that's happening. And then we also have Ben Bradley. He's checking out the mayoral petitions, and there's some to see what's going on there, to see if people really sign them. That's coming up from WGN-TV. We've got Andy Field checking in from ABC News. Top 5 out of 5 you won't believe. And Pat Brady is here also to weigh in on the world of politics.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, John.
Thanks
to
everybody who gave. That is amazing, amazing stuff.